Aging is often seen as something to resist, but Deborah Darling is redefining what it means to grow older with confidence and style. At 53, she stepped into the world of modeling, proving that beauty knows no age. Through fashion, social media, and advocacy, she's inspiring women to embrace themselves at every stage of life. Today, we're diving into her journey, her perspective on aging, and the powerful message she's sharing with the world. Your journey into modeling began at 53. What inspired you to take that leap, and how did it change your perspective on aging and beauty?
I think that the question should actually be back to front. So first of all, my perspective on aging and beauty changed when I was leading up to my 50th birthday. I had a complete rethink about it, having lost two very close people to me that were quite young. And I started thinking about how lucky we are to be here and how lucky we are to be able to age. So that's when I decided to take the leap into modeling.
You embrace aging as a privilege. What advice would you give to women who struggle with self-confidence as they grow older?
I think that society is so hard on women, and I think that our self-confidence gets knocked more as we get older. And it's important, I think, to remember that you've got all this experience and all these things in your favor from the past, the life that you've lived. For me, that helps to give me self-confidence no matter, you know, how old I am. And I also think it's important to remember that self-confidence isn't always there as you embark on the thing. You know, you can be very nervous, but it's important to know that whatever happens, you just to step into that, and that's when the self-confidence comes, whether you're nervous or not.
Style and fashion play a big role in your brand. How would you define your personal style, and what are your go-to fashion tips for women over 50?
I think that my fashion style myself, I would call it ageless urban. I don't really know if that's a thing, but that's how I like to think about it. My tips for women over 50 is, first thing is to forget your age completely. A lot of women say they don't want to dress too young, but I honestly have not seen that happen. I think we tend to dress too old, if anything. So forget our age, forget our shape and size. We need to forget all of that nonsense. Dress for ourselves. We need to keep a little bit of an eye on the current trends, not follow them slavishly, but to be up to date, we need to keep a little bit of an eye on what's going on. And very important is to nail your personal style. I think if you can do that, you will have confidence in dressing, buy fewer items, which is more sustainable. It's just a win-win if you know your style completely.
Social media has become a powerful platform for self-expression. How do you use it to challenge stereotypes about aging and redefine beauty standards?
I think that on my social media platforms, the biggest way that I challenge the stereotypes is by posting the real me. I post lots of photographs with no filters. And even when I have a shoot, I always ask the photographers, please don't take my wrinkles out. My wrinkles, you know, sometimes they always want to brush them out. And I ask them not to, because I think it's important to show up as yourself. I say wrinkle schminkles, you know. I think wrinkles are a sign that we're still here and we're lucky. We're lucky that we've grown old enough to have wrinkles on our face.
Looking ahead, what are your future goals, whether in modeling, advocacy, or personal growth?
My future goals are to continue to show up for women and represent them in the space. I think we really need to see more older women, more women with silver hair. So I'm hoping that I'm at the beginning of my career. I'm 63. Let's hope that I've still got a few decades ahead of me continuing to represent older women.
As we wrap up, Deborah Darling has shown us that aging isn't about fading away. It's about stepping into your power, redefining beauty on your own terms, and inspiring others to do the same. Thank you, Deborah, for sharing your journey and wisdom with us. Here's to embracing every year with confidence, grace, and a bold sense of style.